popcorn and peanuts. We're working the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. He's chasing the beer. The trick of the lips, play ball. Play ball. Love at the bases and smack it right over the wall.
Play ball.
Play ball.
Alrighty, good evening. Welcome to the Left That Saves Lives radio show. My name is Johnny La Roquia. Tonight, filling in for the wonderful John Santo is my other buddy here, John Consoli. Hello, John.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Very appreciative that you came over here and filled in for Mr. Santos.
I am very appreciative you invited me to join you.
And we have the lovely Tara Brown back.
Heya, heya. How are you?
She missed last week, and we need that voice.
Absolutely.
Right? Am I right? That's all she has to say the whole show. And people are going, wow, she's good. That's all she has to do. Now, John wanted to do the show tonight, but he wanted to bring the kids. And I've been to John's house once or twice, and the show would have went something like this. I'm on the radio. Like about 20 times. Nice. I'm on the radio.
He's saying his kids are exactly like our kids and like everybody else's kids.
Yeah. I'm doing Arnold. Can't you see? I'm on the radio. So I had a good week. No complaints. I did a nice show at the Gold Coast. It was for the Long Island Comedy Festival over there at the in Great Neck. Packed the theater in. It was a fun time. And today I won $320 Met tickets.
Nice.
What night are we going?
A lot of people ask me that. I have to bring somebody in my family.
I understand.
You know, I have to not bring really. My favorite. I'll bring my little one, because she's my favorite.
Bring in the favorite? I thought I was your favorite.
You were my favorite non-child. So I'm bringing Olivia to the Met game. But now Yankee Stadium, $300 tickets are like probably up a deck. City Field, it's in the dugout. it's very different, City Field than Yankee Stadium, with the prices. Tell me about your week a little bit, John.
I had a great week. This weekend was a busy one for me. I was with our buddy Tom D'Addario up in the Poconos. We did a show up there at the Lodge at the Hideout on Friday night, which was great. And then on Saturday, I was at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey. So it was my first time at Catch, which was nice. We had a nice crowd. Show went really well.
Great.
Had a fun time.
I tell you, Tara, you're not in the stand-up comedy world. This man is moving faster in the comedy world. I mean, really busting it. He's doing a lot of work. He's doing good stuff. And, you know, very proud of him.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate it.
He's become very funny. The first time I saw him, he sucked. Then he got better and better. Yeah, he's very funny. Yeah, he's very funny. No, that's not true. Before we even get into the Page 5 news, I don't want to keep her on hold because I know she has to put her son to bed. So let's get Jennifer McNamara on the phone, and then we'll get back to our Page 5 news. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. Jennifer McNamara of the Johnny Mac Foundation, let's say. Before I even let her speak, I have to say that this foundation world, okay, me trying to do this Laughter Saves Lives Foundation, it's a lot of work, okay? It's a lot of work. And there are people out there who kind of help you and guide you. And this woman has been nothing but supportive. With all the stuff she does, she has her son, and with the foundation, she has helped me run shows. She has brought me shows. She has come to the shows and brought people. So I want to say, live on the air in front of our millions of listeners, Jennifer, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Believe me, my pleasure. You do awesome work. You're amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well,
thank you. I'm happy to give back.
Yes, and you do. And you do. And you do a nice job. So we have Jennifer on our segment tonight, our Never Forget segment. So Jennifer lost her husband, John, to 9/11 related injuries. And as always, we're sorry for your loss, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your husband, John?
Well, he was probably the most unbelievable person I've ever met. He was kind. He was compassionate. He was funny. He was really, really funny. And, you know, even through his darkest days, and this is part of the reason that I love so much what you do, John, even through the worst, worst times, it was laughter for him. It was you know, getting IVs, he would find something funny in it. Getting enemas, he would find something funny in it. You know, after a surgery, he'd find a way to make everyone around him laugh. And you know, that's how he got through, you know, 3 years of cancer. And you know, despite what we all knew was to come, the guy just laughed until he couldn't laugh anymore.
And we see that in you. I didn't know John, but I'm sure I see some of John in you, because whenever I'm around you, you laugh a lot. You make other people laugh. You're the life of the party. And I'm sure some of that comes from John.
Without a doubt. I mean, I have to say I was not completely an introvert, but I was definitely not as outgoing as I was until I met him. But he was the kind of guy who walked into a room, sort of like my son Jack, you know, walks into a room, and by the time he leaves, everybody loves him, everybody knows who he is, and everybody wants to, like, hang with him again.
Yeah, I can see that. That's great. That's great. So tell us a little bit about what you do with the Johnny Mac Foundation, and then tell us the time John made you laugh.
Well, Johnny Mac Foundation was created after John died. I had found a list of wishes that he had left for me when he died, and one of those wishes was to build a community center in the neighborhood in which we live. And that was really the main reason that I had formed the foundation. But to be honest with you, as time goes on and guys get sicker and sicker, and there are so many other needs within our community, we've really expanded our mission. So some of the money that we raise does get put away towards maybe one day down the road having this community center, because that was a wish and I intend to honor it. But a lot of what we do is try and support other organizations like yours, like the Feel Good Foundation, like Friends of Firefighters, in their mission to assist people who are ill, to assist 9/11 first responders who are sick, to help out firehouse commissaries, and really, you know, just to help support needs in our community as well. We donate to the food pantry. That was a passion of John's. And if there are specific needs that come up within our community, emergencies, we try and address those. We put forth a great effort during Sandy, and we not only gathered food and supplies for not just Breezy, Rockaway, Mastic, Oakdale, we were kind of everywhere, but we also actually did some of the gut and pump work ourselves as well. So
right.
I'm really proud of what we've accomplished over 5 years.
Well, I am too. I mean, it's just it's a pleasure to work with you. When we're together, when we're at an event together, it's nice. It's nice to have somebody else there who's been through this whole foundation thing before me, and you're always kind and give me guidance. Tell us a time that John made you laugh.
You know, it's hard to pick. How clean do I have to be?
Well, I think Doug will cut it out if it's too dirty. So let's be borderline.
All right. Well, can I give you two? I can give you the
yes.
really clean one, and then I'll give you the sort of not as clean one. If you got to cut one of them, you cut one of them.
All right.
So probably one of the times that I remember most is when we like first moved into our house, right? And John, obviously, being a fireman, it didn't ever leave the firehouse, to ever not leave the firehouse. It came home with him, and he treated me just like one of the guys. And as we all know, firemen do pranks all the time on each other. I was never an exception. I always got tons of pranks. I got the saran wrap over the toilet bowl, all the other ridiculous things that he used to do. But the probably one of the best was the night that I came home and I'd been working like 12-hour days in a law firm and I was exhausted. And I walked in the house, I was in my suit, and I went to go get a drink of water at the sink. And he had scotch taped the sprayer.
Yes.
So that, of course, when I turned on the water, totally soaked.
That's firehouse prank number six.
it took the most horrible day that I'd had at that law firm, and it turned into, as you can imagine, because of course I didn't turn off the water, I just turned it right on him. So there was a bit of a mess that night, but it was definitely a fun time. And then there was the time, and again, this goes back to you, John, and how you really heal people with your laughter. He's in the hospital. He had been diagnosed with a tumor that was causing a blockage, and so they were in Sloan. They were giving him an enema. And these two older sort of nursing assistants came in with the enema. I was pregnant at the time, and I said, I'm lying down. I'm not leaving. So I turned my back. They started to do what they were doing with the enema, and the next thing I hear is John's hand slamming down on the bed and him repeating over and over, who's your daddy, who's your daddy?
Thank you so much for sharing those with us, Jennifer.
Not a problem.
Now put that kid to bed.
I'm going to go put that kid to bed, and I'm right behind him. Thank you for what you do, John. You're amazing.
All right, I'll see you soon, I hope.
All right, bye, baby.
You know, August 12th, we have a free ticket for you for the show in Belmore if you want to come. We lost her. Okay.
She's gone.
Do I have to give her the free ticket now?
No, she didn't hear it.
I'll give her the free ticket. Before we bring on our first guest, let's hit one or two of these page five news stories that we worked so hard on. You didn't say anything about the week. You want to give something quick?
That's because you didn't ask me.
I know. I didn't want to.
I know. It's okay. I'm just kidding. Yes. My week, I gained about 5 pounds this week between birthday celebrations. That was my excitement.
Is that good?
Yeah, lots of alcohol and cake. So we're good. And my daughter turns 21 this week, so
okay.
Shall continue. I'll be
so you get another,
heavier next week.
All right, good. That's all good stuff. Let me just mention one or two of these page five news stories before we and you guys comment if you have anything to say on it. I don't know. I brought up this 25-year anniversary of the American Disabilities Act. I was thinking the other day when I heard this story, what was it like before they had the ramps and they had the elevator? It must have been hell for these people in wheelchairs and stuff like that, right?
I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
You know? All right, that's the end of that story.
Thanks, John. Very insightful, John.
Bugs Bunny is 75. Let's go from Disability Act to Bugs Bunny.
My first favorite comedian, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, what was funnier than that when we were kids?
I was never a big Bugs Bunny fan. I mean, I'd watch him and I'd like him, but it wasn't like, I have to watch Bugs Bunny.
Woody Woodpecker was mine.
Yeah, I liked him better.
Or Tom and Jerry.
I like him better. The premiere of I Am Kate is this week. Did it show yet, John?
I Am Kate was Sunday night was the first one. I didn't watch it. I was working.
I'll probably miss the next 12.
Yeah, I think I'm going to plan to miss the next 12 as well.
What do you think? Tara?
I missed it too, but
you gonna be into that though? You gonna watch that?
I don't know. I think I'm interested in just a little bit seeing how it must have been a struggle just thinking about how he was so in the spotlight and now this is what he wanted this whole time, you know? So
yeah.
It's gotta be a little struggle.
It is interesting. It is interesting. All right. We may bring up some of these other issues later, which are pressing on page five. But right now we're going to bring in our first guest, Sherry, on line two. Sherry.
Hi.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. And I was telling them before how what a wonderful personality and sense of humor you have. What I didn't tell them is what a savior you are over there. At Pet Shower Insurance, how I had a little bit of insurance problem, and this chick rescued me. She was phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I try. And I try to make insurance fun. That's why I try to have a good personality at it.
You know what? You do. You do. She makes it very fun. I remember, calling her, and she said, listen, your insurance has dropped, and I can't get you anything. You know, and that's so, yes. And I got a little nervous. But that's John. That's funny. George is funny. She's right. It's funny. So
no, I only laugh when I really know I can save you.
Okay. Well, you saved me.
Yes. But
there, other than car and home, what are some of the interesting things that you enjoy? Anything else?
Some interesting claims.
No, like car, home.
We do homes, we do cars, we do umbrella policies, we do life and health, we do commercial insurance, you name it, we do it.
So you insure umbrellas?
Yes, I definitely tell everyone who has teenage drivers to, first you should have an umbrella the minute you buy a home, and then even when you don't buy a home, you should have an umbrella policy, and the minute you have children that are approaching driving years age, you increase your umbrella as high as you can, at least 3 to 5 million.
At what age is it appropriate to actually beat them with the umbrella?
About 16 you want to start.
I agree with you, ma'am. I'm in full agreement.
What was, Tara, do you have a question? Not yet. What was the craziest claim that you ever received?
Okay, it's funny. This claim actually happened with my own family. My aunt's dog got loose and ate the neighbor's chicken, live chicken.
Live.
And
where do you live, ma'am?
In Hewlett. In Hewlett.
There are chickens. There are chickens in Hewlett.
I am telling you, there are chickens popping up everywhere. Okay.
Well, there was only one chicken in Hewlett. Now there's
no chickens.
Right. But your homeowners insurance will cover this.
So you covered that.
Absolutely. Your liability will cover if your dog happens to eat an object that belongs to somebody else.
We objectified the chicken there, didn't we?
Oh, yes. And, you know, you don't know how to really solve that claim. You know, do you do it because, of course, everyone says, well, I was emotionally attached to my chicken, or, you know, I was going to eat that. Do you do prepare? I don't know.
I definitely like my chicken. All right. Tara has a question.
Did you ever find someone lying about stuff on their claim because of something that they did?
I think the chicken
people
was a lie.
Get very nervous.
There was no chicken.
But stupidity is covered. Like, in other words, if somebody brings...
Stupidity is covered.
Yes, it is. It is. You leave candles around the house and you don't protect them and it burns the house down. This is covered. You decide you want to fix your wall and you bring a blowtorch into the dining room. Okay, it happens. They cover these things. They cover everything. I had a woman, she was moisturizing her hands before she got out of her car, and she took her diamond rings off. She got out of her car, dropped them in the sewer. Because they were scheduled jewelry items, they were covered.
And do you have to keep all your receipts from everything you buy in order to get covered?
No, what I usually tell people is, because that's absolutely impossible, and I tell people, get a video, take your phone, snap some pictures. They will get an idea of the items you have in your home. It's a good thing you have your credit card bills. They know the kind of things you buy. And people don't realize, but like if you just go into your closet in your bedroom, and all the women out there, look at all your shoes. When you're adding up your contents, include your shoes. If you have 50 pairs, think about it. All this counts. Shoot a picture of your closet. Shoot pictures here and there. Videotape here and there. And that will protect you during a claim.
50 pair of shoes? Now I believe you're from Hewlett. You just...
I'm going to take a picture tonight. You're really educating us here. I'm going to take a picture of my 2 pair of sneakers.
Oh, okay, you got it. And I'll make sure that they're on your
That's homework. All I wear, my jogging sneakers, which don't jog much, and my regular sneakers. So I'm going to take a picture of those just in case.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of your chicken.
You know, I would have thought the chicken guy was lying when you went there, and all that was left was like the Stop the Chop sticker that was on the chicken. So I don't think it was a live chicken. When you saw the Stop the Chop sticker still on it, you're like, I don't know, but I got to cover this. Now, what was the value of the chicken?
I think they ended up paying. This claim happened about 10 years ago. So I think back then they paid about $300 for the chicken because she was emotionally attached. It wasn't just you can do a profound thing. She loved her chicken. So.
Brooke. All right. So renter's insurance. Tara rents. Oh, should I say that on the air?
That's fine.
Tara rents. And she was asking me before, you know, do you have renter's insurance, Tara?
Yes, I do currently.
You do?
Okay. I do through USAA. So I was wondering what.
Is that a good company, USAA?
I have them for car insurance. I think they're good.
Okay. So what should people be concerned about with renter's insurance?
Renter's insurance, you have to make sure you have the right personal property coverage. Again, go through your closets, go through... I always tell people a good way to do this is turn your house, your apartment, upside down, and whatever would fall out, put a value on. Your furniture, your electronics, your anything like that, clothing, your dishes, your silverware, anything, shoes, clothing, everything, china.
And you know what? If you live in a trailer, you could actually do that. You could turn your house upside down and do that. Right? Yes, do you have trailers in Hewlett? No trailers in Hewlett, right?
No.
Are there any disclaimers or any kind of little fine print things with renters that are different than homeowners?
Not really. You're really protecting your personal property here. I had someone today, it was funny you should ask that, because they were purchasing a renter's and they were concerned, well, what if the pipe breaks and my wall gets damaged? Well, you know what? That's building coverage. And you can, if you decide yourself to put wallpaper on that wall, then you can add additions and alterations to your renter's policy, and that would cover part of the building.
Okay. I'm in a car accident. What is the first thing insurance-wise that I should be concerned about?
The chicken.
No. First, you make sure you're okay. All right? Everybody's right. Okay. First, and I learned this the hard way, and I'm in insurance for a lot of years. Not that many, but a lot. Anyway,
how many years?
Over 25.
You started when you were 35?
No, I started when I was only nine. But
you started when you were 10. Oh, I tried to give you a compliment that I did the old...
I want everyone, if ever they're in a, God forbid, a car accident, you call the cops, because your police report means everything.
Right.
Okay? Because you never know. If you're hit in the rear and you say, oh, don't worry, it's okay, you never know. Later on, something could happen to the engine or the back, something, and you want it noted. You want a police report out there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. You guys have any questions for the...
Do you know that Flo from Progressive?
Oh, no. I don't know her personally, but I love her.
She is a cutie, huh?
Oh, yeah. And listen, if you want to see, I'm trying to do like a Flo kind of thing. I do Ask Sherry videos. So if ever you're on the Pet Shower website, go to some of those videos. They are hysterical.
All right. We'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do that. I'm just seeing if I have any other questions for you. Receipts, I asked you that. Flood insurance.
Everybody should have flood insurance.
That was BF to Sandy, right?
So, that's right. And I was thinking, we're in hurricane season right now. So just remember, there's a 30-day waiting period on flood insurance. So
Good point.
Go get it. And I'll tell you, there's flood insurance and there's water damage. If a pipe breaks and damages your home, the water gets in, that's covered under water damage on your homeowners. Flood is not covered on your home, so you must buy a separate flood policy.
Now, as a renter, I'm going to go combine these two things. If house gets flooded to the point a renter can't live there, if the renter has to now get a new place or stay in a hotel for a while, does that get covered under the insurance at all?
Yes, that's your loss of use. And you have to make sure that your loss of use is high enough, because that goes on a percentage of your personal property. So, that it's very important. Just you have to look at your limits, and that's what you have an agent for. You call them and you review it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for being alarmed. You have another question, John? Are you good?
No.
Thanks for calling in tonight or accepting the call. Most people don't accept my calls.
No, you're one of my favorite clients. I had to.
And I'm going to see you, I think, on August 12th at the Laughter Saves Lives Mom's Gone Wild show.
Absolutely. We will be there.
And you will be going wild.
Yes, we will.
You insurance ladies, when you get out there, you cut the rug, I hear.
That's true. You never know. Those insurance people who look nerdy, be careful. It's the quiet ones.
Thanks so much, Sherry. We'll see you
soon.
All
right. Thank you for having me. Be well. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Have a great night. All right. So I think I lost Don here because I don't see any Skype messages. I shouldn't be saying this live on the air, but I don't see him here. And I don't know if Stephanie is on yet. What's that?
No, Stephanie's not on. I am Skyping to you. I'm surprised you can't. Did you press the little icon? I am icon. Just hover your cursor down where the black meets the white. Other buttons should show up. Hit the one that says with the white cloud.
What do we get a commercial in here, Johnny? Want to do a commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to commercial as soon as you say.
No, we're going to read a commercial.
Okay, so one of tonight's sponsors is Sunray Services. Sunray is one of Long Island's top heating, cooling, and electrical contractors, celebrating their 25th anniversary. Sunray proudly serves all of Nassau and Suffolk counties here on Long Island and is a partner with both PSE&G and National Grid. Remember, folks, now is the best time to upgrade your central air conditioning and heating systems. Sunray offers 0% financing and unsurpassed services. Why don't you call them today for a free in-home estimate? You can reach them at 888-9-SUNRAY. That's 888-9-SUNRAY.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. We also have All Clear Drain and Sewer Service. The DeVitos over there, good friends of mine, 516-409-9696. Sinks, tubs, toilets, main lines, and more. Clean, reliable, and courteous. And courteous. Let me just... Okay, so we are waiting on Avery here. Let's hit another page 5 news story. I don't know why we don't have Stephanie on the line. I'm going to try to get her. Okay. What did you want to bring up with the homeless problem in New York City, by the way, John?
Yeah, you know what? We were in the city the other night to watch a show, walking through Times Square, and it's just evident, and you've seen so many people talk about it, and it was actually in the news today, that the presence of the homeless on the streets of New York is just up. And I read an article today in the Times that said they're estimating 5,000 additional homeless people. I guess they do headcounts or however they do that, are back on the street. And you're seeing things that we haven't seen in years. The squeegee guys are back.
I haven't seen them. But when I was in the city last week, I agree with you. I was right in the middle of Times Square. There's a lot of people sitting on the sidewalk.
Right.
And I think Giuliani was the one that really cleaned that up.
Giuliani cleaned it up, and during the Bloomberg administration, it seemed to also stay the way that, you know, the way that it was that Rudy got it. Now all of a sudden, and I don't understand exactly, you know, people are saying, well, it's de Blasio. I don't know what de Blasio directly could have done, if there's any policies. Maybe, I don't know if shelters got closed or exactly what the problem is, but they're there, that's for sure. And that's not even counting the ones who are in Elmo suits.
There's a lot in suits. There's definitely a lot in suits. Do we have A. Marie on the phone yet? Let's take Ken Schweik on line one. Hello, Ken.
What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Listen, I want, when you call, I want you to just say, like, hey, John, like, you don't know me, because I want people to think we have a lot of listeners and people are calling that they don't know us. Every time somebody calls, it's like, hey, Johnny, babe, how are you? Hey. Ken, thanks for calling in.
I just want to make a comment.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. No, I won't put my daughter on. Don't worry. I just want to let you know that they're hard at work again, making their bracelets and their rings, and they're selling to all the neighbors around the blocks here. And they're all collecting money to donate to you again. So I just want to put that out there. I put it on Facebook. I told all my neighbors about it. And they're hard at work trying to make a couple bucks for you.
They are too much, these two. And you know, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person because
I know you are. I'm not going to get into that. But if you want to tell them why, you tell them.
Well, we were supposed to do what, a Johnny plug with the two of them, or what were we supposed to
do? You wanted to do a commercial with the lemonade stand about a year ago, and they've been asking me, still asking me for that.
What are we doing, Johnny? All right, we're doing this. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen with the jewelry stand. We'll do a little Johnny plug, and we will get them on the website, on a nice picture on the website, because these girls are amazing, and it has says a lot about their mom and dad that they do this kind of stuff.
It's usually has more to do with the mom.
Hey, come on. Dad's up out here, too, you know.
I have to say that Ken is a Facebook funny man. He makes me laugh. You know, like some posts, you read him, you're like, oh, my God, or what is they putting in the new refrigerator? He's quick. He's to the point, like you. You're a good Facebook guy. You're funny, very funny on Facebook. And Ken, I'm pointing to John, by the way. Because John's going to, after the show's over, John's going to go, maybe they thought it was Tara you were pointing to. I want to make sure they knew it was me, that I'm funny. So they're making bracelets and jewelry. And did you put it on Facebook, the pictures?
I just put it on Facebook now. I put the picture of my little ones on there making it. And I just put it out there. If anybody wants to buy one so she can make a donation. Actually, the other day she was cleaning out her room, my older one was, and she found a box with money in it. And she was, Dad, I want to give this to John, but I want to wait till I have like $200 saved up to give to him. So I said, all right, how much you got? And she said, I have about $12 saved up so far. So she's working on it. She's getting there. You know, it might take a while, but she's working on it.
But, you know, he actually locked them in the basement for a week to make the stuff.
Right, a little sweatshop going on, it sounds like. That's
right.
Okay.
But they're donating to Laughter Saves Lives, so that's appropriate. That's fine.
It's all good.
How about if I make you a deal?
Give a hug to
the
girl.
Can I make you a deal real quick, John? Can I make you a deal?
Yes.
Can I buy two tickets to the August 12th show? Because we're having a block party and they need raffles. So I want to buy two tickets to your show if you donate a T-shirt to go with it.
You got it.
You got it?
You got it,
I'm trying to get
friend.
A group of us to get there, too, also, by the way. I'm definitely going to be there, but I'm trying to get a little group to go with us. So we're working on it.
All right, great. You got it.
All right, I'll be talking to you, huh? Good luck with everything, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Ken's
you. Talk to you.
Father, all right, Ken. Ken's father was best friends with my father as teenagers.
Wow.
And they played ball together. And that's how I know Ken. He lives out here now, close by. He lives in Belmar. And, you know, they go way back. So what do you think of that? The kids making jewelry for Laughter Saves Lives.
I have mixed emotions. It's sweatshop in the basement thing he's got going on. But they have lemonade, so.
But they're making a donation to Laughter Saves Lives.
I think kidding aside, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. You're getting away from the games and the video games and making jewelry. And
my kids do nothing. My kids have done nothing to help Laughter Saves Lives. Not a thing.
Let's bring on our part-time bro, Amory.
Hi.
Hello, part-time bro.
Hello, and hello, John, and happy belated birthday, Tara.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't mine, but I'll
your
take
daughter.
That in advance for Halloween. No, it was my brother. It was my boyfriend's. It was my boyfriend's dad. Now it's my daughter's 21st.
Wow.
This week, so.
Well, happy belated birthday to all them.
No, thank you.
And part-time bro was part-time partying this weekend out in Montauk.
I didn't part-time. I full-time.
She had was it a bachelorette party or was it just
yeah, it was 15 of my girlfriends in New York City. We traveled to Montauk and it was a blast, so to say the least.
Bon Jovi crashed?
The what?
Did you hear about that? The Bon Jovi crashed a bachelorette party out east?
Yeah, well, and you know what's cool is I just want to tell all the guys out there before we get to our sports is that I've never been to so many bars with so many girls. So, fellas, go out to Montauk.
All righty,
John. You ready?
Let's get right down to it. I mean, I like this first story that you wanted to discuss here. John, you play golf?
A little bit.
I've never seen this before. I did see it on a baseball field where Billy Martin came out and pulled Reggie, didn't he, in the middle of a game? Mm-hmm. This golfer, what's his name now?
He's an Australian guy, Robert Allenby. And, well, exactly, you never see this in golf. I think he's playing the wrong sport because this isn't the first incident. He fired his caddy on the fourth hole in the Canadian Open last week, like just went off on him because they were fighting over what he should use next on the hole, and he just fired him in the middle of his shot. And then I think this is the best part, though. He just picked a random person out of the crowd to be his caddy right after that.
Now here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. And I think, John, we've seen comics, right, randomly pick somebody out of the audience. I think it was a setup, eh, Marie?
Yeah, because they also have had prior issues as well. Like, so
oh, yeah.
I think this was building up, and maybe it's stage two. So... Because I've never seen something like that. If someone gets fired, that's crazy. And the caddy, like, that's a legit job. Like, they're better than the pros.
Well, what did the caddy from that golfer that won the big match? I'm not a big golf fan, but the big thing last week, didn't the caddy win, like, $800,000 or something like that?
No, caddies are, like, legit. I feel like they're better than the pros. It's like those who can't do teach, you know?
Wow. Very interesting.
You know what, though? If it is staged, I didn't know. I don't watch golf, and I don't know who this guy is, but now I kind of want to see what he's going to do next time. So.
True. All press is good press.
That's a good point, right?
Well, we have a lot of angry athletes this recently. What about Mr. October, Reggie Jackson?
Mr. F-tober.
F-tober.
Now you know what happened up there, right? Did you read that?
Can I just like do it? Have you guys ever played Mad Libs? Because this is what kind of when I read his statement. Do you guys want me to do it? But I'll say blank.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Reggie Jackson states, "I signed for one guy, and he ran to the end of the blank line. That's blanked up. Now it's my time to eat dinner with people I don't see. But a blank." Year for 20 years, I got a blank. It's dirty. It feels like blank. It really does. Stand in blank line tomorrow and play like everyone blank does.
I was hoping you were going to put the blanks in the right place. I'm like, hey, what if Amory misses one of those and puts the blank on the instead of the F word, you know?
Hey, he was a Yankee fan. You know, he did play for the Yankees at one, you know, some of his career. Like, maybe it was a Red Sox fan or something. Maybe he's just pissed off. I don't know.
I don't know, but I thought that was kind of funny that he just lost it.
And he had Hulk Hogan.
Oh, and yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Go ahead.
No, I just don't know what to say. I'm just, like, shocked the more and more. I think it's just technology. Like, just the more and more stuff keeps coming out, not just about just public figures in general, Bill Cosby, Hulk Hogan, like, all the list can go on. But I'm like, what is going on? Like, get it together. You're a public figure. Like, get it together.
You know, but I could kind of understand, because when you're a public figure, you're always, like, Reggie Jackson. Everybody knows who Reggie Jackson is.
Yeah.
So the 99.9% of the times you behave, you know, you're having a bad day. Like he said, he's up in Cooperstown. He wants to see his friends he hasn't seen forever. He signs an autograph for this guy. And I guess what did he do? He went back on the back of the line. I don't know. It seems like an overreaction.
I think it's overreaction, and you're a Hall of Fame, one of the best baseball players. Just, I think, I mean, I know it can get overwhelming, but did you have to, like, have some class? You're, I don't know, he's a grumpy old man now? I have no idea, but, like, have some class.
Yeah. John?
I think it's everything that these guys do is being recorded now. Cell phones are everywhere. Every cell phone has a video camera. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not even 99% or 1%. It's 100% of what these guys are doing gets videotaped. And yeah, I think any one of us, if we got followed around and videotaped all day long, it's, you know, you take something out of context, or even if it's in context and you have a weak moment and say something, you're going to get nailed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My daughter and I just had that discussion about that,
yep.
About how hard it must be to live that life. It's a lot different. You used to have to run from the paparazzi, but now it's everybody, just everybody. Your mailman, your, you know, person walking the dog.
But I'm used to it by now, though. Because I'm a big-time flyman comic.
Yes, you are. And what about the other thing I just wanted to talk about was, did you – I don't know if any of you read this or into horse racing – but this guy in Saratoga took 50 cents and bought, it's called a pick five, and so you pick winners of like five different races. He won each race on a single ticket and won $471,000 off a 50 cent bet.
His How does name, that work now? You pick the winners of five races in a row?
Yeah. Okay. So this it's a new kind of thing. If you buy a single ticket, you place your bet, and then you get to pick five, like from all the races all day. You pick five different races. So the odds, like this guy is incredible. I don't know. It does not say his name either. He did not put out his name, but like that's a lot of money for 50 cents.
Absolutely.
I need to go to Saratoga. My mom's listening right now. Mom, I'll go to Saratoga.
Hi, yeah, Mom. By the way, Avery's mom is a veteran.
Yes.
Air Force. She was on the show a few weeks ago. And thanks for listening. She's back where? New Mexico.
New Mexico,
right?
Yep. My dad's listening now, too. They're big fans now. They're totally supporters of Laughter Saves Lives. And one of these days, they're going to call in.
You know, instead of calling in, just tell them, send a big check. That'll be fine, too.
Okay.
Amory's mom and dad, send a check. That'll be fine.
Tell other people to listen, too, Lamar. Just keep spreading the word.
I will.
No, Amory is bringing in the young listeners for us.
The young.
Amory's only 8 years old.
I'm just very tall for my age.
She should be making bracelets in the basement.
I see them now. The picture's right here.
I want some of that jewelry. Let me get in.
Let's bring up one or two more things here. Baseball Hall of Fame, we mentioned that. We didn't mention that yet, right, Pedro Martinez?
Well, we were talking about the Hall of Fame, but we were focusing on Mr. Badmouth. No, it was a great year for the Hall of Fame. We had a lot of great players, Randy Johnson, Pedro. Pedro Martinez, I guess, made the Hall of Fame this year. I can't remember. Are you a Mets or Yankees fan?
I'm a Mets fan. John's not a big baseball fan, are you?
I'm a Mets fan.
Mets fan. And Tara's an Islander fan. She thinks they play baseball, too. That's her. She's such a big Islander fan that she thinks they play baseball. Are you a baseball fan?
I like to go to the games, like Yankee games, but they're too expensive, so.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said before, Amory? I won two Yankee tickets, $130 each today, and two Met tickets, $320 each.
What?
Yeah.
How did that price difference work out?
Well, the Met tickets are in this super duper box where you get fed and pampered, and you actually get an at bat also.
Who? Yeah.
So they need price, it. One at bat.
They need it.
Yankee Stadium that covers parking. $320 is parking.
I was going to say, what? It costs it takes over one beer.
So, did you remember when Pedro Martinez tackled Don Zimmer, who was about 80 years old?
Yes. No, I do remember. I like Pedro Martinez, though. No, he had a great speech, and he had the most fans there, so I thought that was great. And it was mostly pitchers inducted this year, so it was a very strong class. And it was great. I want to go next year.
To where? Oh, do the whole thing?
To Cooperstown,
You know, when I went? I went on January 1st with my son this year. There was like five people in the museum.
Five?
What I'm saying is, I didn't literally mean five, Amory. What I'm saying is, there wasn't a lot of people in there. We walked around, we saw everything. That's the time to go. You know, I'm not talking about if you want to see the Hall of Fame ceremony, but if you're really into baseball and want to see the museum, we had full access.
Well, my friend sent me a picture this year. He went and, you know, because he knows I'm part-time bro, he saw Ken Griffey Jr., and that was, like, the love of my life growing up. And I actually know my mom's listening, and so I still hold this against her. I wrote love letters to him. What?
Just telling her to send a check.
No, listen. I wrote love letters to Ken Griffey Jr. since I was in third grade, and she never sent them because she thought they were adorable, and she wanted to give them to me when I was older. I could have been married to him.
Well, Amory, another super job as the part-time bro.
Thank you, John. Great time.
This week. Good night, Amory's mom, and we'll talk to
you
soon.
Yeah, good night. Thank you, John. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Les has been holding for a while here. Les, Are you there? Okay, let's bring Nancy on. Hello, Nancy.
Hey, John. I'm watching The Bachelorette, you know, but they're making out, so I can take a few minutes.
And is there anything interesting happening in The Bachelorette that's different and unusual?
They're making out. They just keep, right now they're on a boat, and they're not making out, so that's the big thing. So who's she going to pick, Nick or Sean? That's the big thing. Sean's got the better body.
Yeah.
So I'm with Sean. Yeah, I'd go to bed with Sean in a second. So,
hey, now.
I love The Bachelorette. I should be the next Bachelorette because I'm only person I know not married.
I agree. So. And you would be in bed with them in a second. That would be good TV.
We'll be holding auditions men? In the studio here in about 45 minutes.
And me. So we'll have a sequel called The Disease afterwards. So. How are you?
Well, did you listen
There's
to any of
us?
Was so attention. Focused on The Bachelor, was it The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Bachelor.
Did you listen to any of our
you don't
stuff
watch
today?
The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I have
you there?
To admit, this is my every Monday. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, every Monday you watch The Bachelorette.
Every
well,
Monday.
You know Next
so.
Monday, call in and tell us if they're making out again.
No, this is the finale. This is big. This is it. This is the final. Next Sunday is The Bachelor in Paradise. It's a different show. It's a little crazier. But
right,
next Sunday, I have my family from Ireland coming over. So I'll be with them all week, the coming Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Well,
where in Ireland are they from? Non sequitur?
No, they're from Dublin. So.
Oh. Isn't that like a nautical thing, non sequitur?
Yeah, that's when you say things that have nothing to do with the topic. It's called a non sequitur.
Oh, okay.
She's a teacher, so thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Wait,
we're wrapping it up soon, and I know
now?
We have like five more people on hold.
All right. You said call you, so I called you. So. All right.
You know, you did it. You did call. What, you want to talk about? You want to talk about what's happening now in The Bachelorette?
Well, I just want to say that you inspired me to raise money, John. I raised money to bring a family from Dublin, a little girl with leukemia. So they're coming to New York City for their first ever vacation. They're coming this week, Louise's Magical Journey. So
that's so cool. Great job, Nancy.
Yes. So
good stuff.
You're an inspiration there, buddy. Socks.
I'm sure it's done
top.
More for you than it's done for her.
My favorite bit.
Right?
I got to see you soon. What's that?
I said, I'm sure it's done more for you than it's done for her.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I get to show them around, but it'll be cool.
All right. Enjoy. I'm going to let you go now. And thank you so much for calling in and listening tonight.
All right. Thank you. And go, Sean.
Go, Sean. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Very Irish-oriented, John. Dublin, Sean. She's pulling for him because he's Irish, Sean. Not
you think
because
so?
Of the body. I think so. Which is okay.
Okay. Maybe. Doug, who do we have on hold there now?
John.
Let's bring him in. We have George W. Bush on in tonight.
Wow. Hey, what's up, LaRocchio and Consoli?
How you doing? President?
Mr. President?
How you guys doing?
Good.
How
are you
doing? Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay.
What do you think of Jeb?
Just listen. I think Jeb's got a shot.
Really? Now, was he the smart Bush?
Yeah, here's
were you the smart Bush?
I'm a smart Bush. All the Bushes are smart.
All the Bushes are smart. What is the level? What is that level that we call smartness in the Bush family?
Shrub.
High level. I'm above sea level.
Ground cover.
You're a joker, too.
Mr. President, what do you think of this, Donald Trump, what he's doing there? What do you have to say about that?
Nah, Trump, he's just going to put his name up on the White House. You know, it's going to be tacky. It's going to look like the Taj Mahal.
And what do you, listen, what do you think your brother needs to do to win this election?
I just think he needs to get out there, talk to the folks, and put out a better platform. But I'll tell you something. Since 1928, the Republican Party has not won a presidential election without one of the two Bushes or Nixon on the ticket. How about that for a statistic?
What year is this? What year?
Since Herbert Hoover, 1928. The only time the Republicans have won since then was with, what?
Yeah, but you, why do you got to throw Nixon in there? That's cheating. You don't have enough Bushes, so you got to throw Nixon in there?
I'm just saying that without... we got to get Dick on the phone next... You got to get Dick on the phone next week. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Tricky Dick.
But yeah, we get he might be. I can't hear you. Say that again.
Didn't mean to talk over you, sir.
I have an audio. I couldn't hear what you said. What'd you say, Consoli?
I was talking about Tricky Dick. Which was?
I just happened to be on the line. I'm here too, guys. I'm here. All of George Bush's house. Well,
this is going like your brother's election.
Well, this audio, we got terrible audio problems. This is horrible.
No, it is bad. I hear you so clearly. It's not bad,
guy.
That I hear you perfectly.
I love you.
Right. I think it's lack of content.
That's great. You're a funny guy, LaRocchio.
He may be having a stroke over here. I don't know.
I think we got Bill Clinton on there, too.
Or is he choking on some broccoli?
That's true. I came into the conversation while at Bush's house.
Well, let me tell you, we really appreciate you calling in and adding not really much to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. As my intern, Monica Lewinsky, would say, this sucks.
Thank you for that callback. We will talk to you soon, Mr. Bush. Good luck. Tell your brother good luck in the election.
All right. Take care, LaRocchio and Consoli. God bless you. You too, Tara.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Got another commercial to get to.
Let me read this commercial quick. You have one too, right?
I do have
established
one.
2003, MCX Duck Cleaning once was based in Greenlawn, New York area, now expanded to both Suffolk and Nassau. We clean air ducts, commercial and residential, also dryer vents, dryer fires, chimneys, fireplaces, wood burning, and boiler flues. We also reline chimneys with the terracotta flues fall apart and when people convert from oil to gas. MCM Duck Cleaning. Email Matt at mcnduckcleaningllc.com. Why don't you read yours, John?
Do you have to bring your duck there, or do they come?
No, the duck will go. The duck will go anywhere. It's a free-range duck, just like that commercial with the free-range.
It's amazing. Chickens, ducks. This is some show. One of our sponsors this evening is Rudy Fusco Presents. If you need entertainment for your next event, Rudy Fusco Presents provides comedy shows, dinner shows, live music, and comedy shows, corporate entertainment. They also specialize in doing fundraisers and private parties. That's Rudy Fusco Presents at 631-617-7140.
Thank you, John. Tara?
Yes?
That's all. I just wanted to hear you talk for a second. we didn't finish our page 5 news stories, and I don't know what happened to Stephanie. Stephanie Blum is going to be on our August 12th show. She's from L.A. I used to work with her as a comic back in the day. She was on Star Search, and she's very, very funny. The Mom's Gone Wild show, August 12th at the Belmore Theater. I'm really pushing this. Stephanie's going to be on it. Stephanie was she's mother of three, and she was a psychologist. Say that for me.
Psychologist.
Okay, good. She's from Brooklyn. She's appearing on the TLC's newest comedy series, What She Said. As well, she's been on Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. We all watch that as comics once in a while, right? HBO Comedy Minutes and Comedy Music Television's top 20 funniest videos. So Stephanie's going to be on the show. You know how they discovered her, John?
Nope.
She does a web series called Mom's Rule. And it's just moms talking about different issues. Very funny. She had me on once. TLC and Discovery both saw her on that. Wow. And now she's going to be doing this show on TLC. She also has a one-woman show. You got to come out to the Belleville Theater August 12th because between her and the funny Long Island, one of the funniest females, Carrie Travis, this is going to be a killer night.
Carrie's great.
Carrie's great. We have a new and upcoming mom comic, Talia.
Talia Gilre. Yeah, Gil. Talia Gil.
Yes. She'll be on the show, and I will be emceeing. And the reason I'm there with the mothers is I said, if you saw my little Johnny the other day, many times I've been called a mother. And Stephanie also, New York's funniest female, HBO. She's been on a whole lot of stuff. Oh, I love the name of her stage show. When I cough, I wet myself.
You do? What's the name of the show?
August 12th. That's the name of the show. When I cough, I wet myself. So Stephanie Blum, Carrie Cross. I think John is going to be doing a guest spot. John Santo is going to be doing a guest spot because he's bringing a lot of people. So that's what I'm on the show. No, not the reason. John is funny. Tara, you going to be here next week?
Yes. I will be here.
I think you said a record 28 wins tonight. and John, thanks so much for coming down, buddy.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Next weekend, I'll be out in, where am I going to be? I'm going to be in, I don't remember. I'm at the Laughing Comedy Cafe in Wisconsin.
And I will be, I had to cancel my show Friday because I won the Met tickets, but Saturday I'll be in Connecticut. Let's see, I'm going blank. I should have had it written down. Marissa's.
Marissa's.
Trumbull, Connecticut at Marissa's. So thank you for our callers. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you to Tara and John Consoli. And for President Bush to call in. Next time, have some funny, President Bush. Don't just call in with the accent and then that's it. You need to give us a little more next time. Or we'll cut him right off. You know, we'll cut him
next time.
And good night, everybody. That's been the Laughter Saves Lives radio show.
Good night.
Night.
Leather gloves, we're slapping in hands. Popcorn and peanuts, we're working the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. He's chasing the beer, the trick of the lips. Play ball. Roll up the bases and smack it right over the wall. Of the caps, time for the song. Red, white, and blue, we all sing along. An ace on the mound, he's feeling the seams, staring him down, looking real mean. Play ball.